An Ottawa city councillor and vocal opponent of the protests in the nation's capital is pleading for the Prime Minister and the city's mayor to take control of the situation. Catherine McKenney wants Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mayor Jim Watson to deal with the convoy protest, which has entered its third week. The first wave of protesters arrived in Ottawa January 28, and many have been there ever since. They are demanding an immediate end to all COVID-19 public health mandates and restrictions. In a series of tweets issued early on Saturday, February 12, McKenney asked the Prime Minister to make good on his promise to assist the city. Prime Minister. The federal government must immediately provide the 1,800 resources that have been requested. You told the city to ask. We did. You must deliver. Take control of your capital. Catherine McKenney, they, them, at C. McKenney, February 12, 2022. The City of Ottawa has asked for an additional 1,800 police officers to quell the insurrection. The request was made to the provincial and federal governments. McKenney says Trudeau must assist without further delay. Prime Minister. The federal government must immediately provide the 1,800 resources that have been requested, they tweeted. You told the city to ask. We did. You must deliver. Take control of your capital. Both Ontario Premier Doug Ford and Trudeau warned the protesters that if they don't go home, the sanctions they face could ruin their lives, such as large fines and a criminal record. McKenney addressed another tweet to the mayor asking for somebody to take charge. Mayor Watson. The city of Ottawa is paralyzed and unable to contain and end the occupation. Put in place a leader who will apply all necessary measures to end this. Take control of your city. The Ottawa councillor for Somerset Ward has previously called on the provincial and federal governments to step up and control the protests, including for the feds to take operational control of the parliamentary precinct to allow Ottawa police to focus their efforts on the city's neighborhoods. For a third weekend, the city of Ottawa continues to be mocked by illegal occupiers while the residents of downtown continue to live under the constant threat of violence and lawlessness, abandoned by the people elected to represent them, McKenney tweeted.